And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Governor Pat McCrory continues to push to privatize the state's economic development efforts by turning them over to a nonprofit corporation that will be funded by both public and private money. The idea isn't new. It's been tried in other states, and the efforts have been plagued by accountability lapses, ethical issues, and pay-to-play allegations. And we may be headed for the same problems. Sarah Ovaska with NC Policy Watch reports, the leader of the new private nonprofit, Richard Lindenmuth, will not be subject to the State Government Ethics Act that requires public officials to disclose their financial interest. Members of the nonprofit board are also not covered, despite playing a role with Lindenmuth in determining which businesses will receive tens of millions of dollars of public money. That means there are stricter ethical laws for members of the North Carolina Board of Electrolysis Examiners than the group approving huge incentive deals. That's a troubling prospect, especially from a governor who campaigned on ending what he called the culture of corruption in Raleigh. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.